Hello, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And this, can we call this the first proper one of the season? We've done a couple of videos. We've done a few bits and pieces.
We've not been live yet, have we?
But this is the first live. It's the first live, isn't it, of the 24-25 season. So, welcome back. There is a whole host of you guys already in the chat. There's loads of familiar names that have been with us for many, many years. But if you are new to FPL Family and this is your first ever live stream, welcome. Welcome, guys. It's very nice to have you along. And we're going to be back. For those of you that have been here for a while, you'll know every Sunday night we do a little live stream. We talk about, and if you hear some background noise, that's because the windows are wide open. It's a hot day here in the UK.
It's
today.
A bit too
It's a hot day, so we've had to have the windows open.
You know what we should have done a few weeks ago when I said, let's buy a good fan that's quiet.
We need to get one of them decent fans, don't we?
Yeah, but you, what happened?
They're expensive, them fans, by the way.
You had a bit of a,
I wish I had one now.
You had
I'm
a
hot.
Bit of a strop. I'm going to buy one anyway, I think, tonight.
We definitely need to get one of them, like, Dyson ones.
Yeah.
One of them ones
other
that don't make, doesn't
available.
Make too much noise.
No noise.
Yeah, we need
but
a bit
we need
of that.
One of them. I should have bought it it's, 3 weeks ago when we first suggested it.
It is warm, isn't it, tonight?
Yeah,
it is warm.
It's too hot.
But listen, we are back. Guys, thank you for joining us. Like I say, if you're new around here, subscribe to the channel. We'll do a live stream every Sunday after the games have been played on a Super Sunday so that we know what's going on in the land of FPL. You're on the champagne. What's going on tonight? This is a Dominic Solanke sign for Spurs. We've got a new number 9 glass of champagne. Is that what this is?
Cheers, Dom. Welcome to the family.
Cheers to Big Dom. Absolutely love it.
No, it was our wedding anniversary.
Yes, it was.
And
yes.
Your 40th birthday this week. So we opened a bottle of champagne the other day and I opened the fridge to cook dinner. And I was so hot cooking the dinner. And I looked in the fridge and I was like...
Yeah. Did you just stick your head in the fridge? You were that hot.
Well, I just finished the bottle of champagne, so this is where we are now.
So you just finished in the champagne, whereas I, on the other hand, I'm not touching a drop of alcohol ever again, ladies and gents, ever again.
Rather hanging today, aren't you, Mr. Bonfield?
Oh, wow. That's why I'm feeling the heat in here. If you see me perspire... Oh, this is rough, isn't it? If I'm a bit sweaty, it was my 40th birthday party yesterday. Everyone was having a lovely evening. We had a very, very nice night. We saw a lot of our friends and family, and I loved them all to pieces. It was a lovely evening.
Yeah.
And then just in the last hour or so before the bar closed, a few degenerates just decided to drag it into the gutter, and there were shots, and it was bad. It was bad. Just whenever there's a bad...
degenerates? You can't call your friends degenerates.
Oh, as soon as you get on the shots, it's bad, isn't it? And when you're 40, it takes 3 days to recover from something
so
like that.
So let me ask you a question then, Lee, because, you know... Fantasy Football Fest on Friday. So
I know.
What are you saying? You're not going to drink at Fest?
Diet Cokes for me, I'm afraid.
No
Fantasy
chance.
Football Fest. I
absolutely
can't see me having too
no
much
chance.
Of a drink.
You'd
we'll
be
see.
On the beers. No way you're not having a beer.
We'll see. We will see. But guys, welcome to live stream. We've got loads to discuss. Loads and loads to discuss. We'll talk about our latest drafts as well. One of us has got Salah. One of us hasn't. We're going to talk about that. We've both got the big man Haaland. Again, we'll talk about him. What else are we going to do? We've got some stuff for you around the pre-season predictions as well. So this is one of my favourite streams of the season is game week 38. When all is said and done, we know what our overall ranks are and our final scores for the FPL season are. And what we do is we always look back at this stream. I mean, what we'll do is, and we've got it all here, right? We've got it. We've got some Premier League cards and some envelopes. We're going to make some predictions tonight, guys. We're going to look at our top three, top four, bottom three. We'll look at who we think is going to be the top scoring defender, midfielder, forward in FPL. And we'll get your thoughts on it as well. Generally, what we do is we look at the chat. And as the chat's going on, we've got a feel for, you know, who it is that's going to be our, you know, top scoring. I could probably do polls. Do I risk doing a poll? I don't know.
We've done polls before and the polls do actually work really nicely. Because otherwise it just goes the chat. I mean, the chat's going to go wild anyway. But the polls make it easier to manage.
Right, I'm going to try this. I'm going to type a poll, guys. Should I do a poll? Yes or no? And see what happens. Start poll.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so bad, isn't it? 8 year FPL family and I'm learning how to do polls.
Hungover.
Here we go. People are starting. Right, should I do a poll? Yes or no? 89% of people saying yes.
Yeah, there should be polls.
Here we go. We should do polls. And then if I... can I do another one or do I need to close this one?
I think
one?
You have to end that one and then you'll be able to tap. But we don't want them yet, do we? Are we doing their predictions now? We say
no, we'll do that later, but yeah. I was just testing out
we'll
with the guys whether we
for
can
a
do polls.
Bit and check it's working over the course of the next 5 minutes or so.
All right, so we'll leave that up. Everyone's saying yes, there's only a few people saying no. So
well, that's fine, as long as somebody said no, because then we can test it.
82 votes. There we go. That's good. So what we do is we'll end that one, then we start another one. This is unbelievable. The technology is so good. So
can
we'll
you
do...
tell Lee's had no sleep?
Well, I've had. literally no sleep last night. So we'll do polls when we get to our pre-season predictions, and we'll find out what you guys think is going to happen this season. And we'll write it down on the piece of card. We'll put it in an envelope. We'll put it in the cupboard over there, and we won't even talk about it for 38 game weeks.
And then what will happen is, just ahead of game week 38, Lee will go, do you know where you put the points predictions?
Yeah, because we won't
remember. And I'll go, yeah, they're in an envelope in the cupboard. And he goes, brilliant. And then going into the stream at the end of game week 38, I'll go, I need to find those cards. And then I'll spend about 10 minutes trying to find them, start panicking that I can't find them. And then eventually I'll find them and be like, oh.
Yeah, we know where it is
exactly where I left them.
We know where it is. So we'll do that, guys. We'll do the pre-season predictions. We'll do current teams and all the rest of it. A couple of shout-outs to people that are here as well. So the usual guff and nonsense for a Sunday night, guys. Welcome to Duncan Crawford. He's in. Duncan is in and is a very long-term supporter of ours. Duncan, very nice to see you.
Welcome back to
FPL family for the new season. Duncan is also a member of the channel, so if you want to come and support the channel, there's a little button that says join next to the big subscribe button. You can come and join the family. Scott Schrager, one of our OG supporters, one of the OGs, is in. Scott, very nice to see you. Who else? Linus J is here. Happy belated birthday, Lee. Thank you very much. He's a fellow 84 baby as well.
Happy birthday.
Sounds like, Linus, you've either had a big 40th birthday or got one coming up, mate. So either happy birthday for the future or belated in that case. Kenz is in. How are we doing, Kenz? I did see your super chat, mate. I'm going to go back to it. Here it is. Super chat
already?
From Kenz. Thank you, mate. Evening, both. Hello, mate.
Hiya.
Hope you had a lovely wedding anniversary and birthday. We did. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Excited to be back in the Slack. Loving slot ball a lot so far. Very fluid. Yes, we will have a bit of a conversation around that later on. And he's also just put Jota and the eye emojis. When we get to our teams later on, we will have a bit more of a conversation about that, because he, in particular, is looking very, very good indeed. Very, very good indeed. Another member chat from Nigel the Crab. Hello, Nigel the Crab. Welcome back.
Simon.
Hello, Simon. 29 months he's been a member of our channel here. Thank you, Simon. I'm a 1977 baby. See you both at Fest. Lovely to have you both back. We will see you at Fantasy Football Fest next Friday. Martin is in, another long-term follower of ours. Hello, mate. How are you? Matthew Knights. Brian Springer. Brian says, nice job on the Fantasy Show Friday, Sam.
Thank you.
Nice job. There we go.
That's a good show.
And a whole host of you guys in. A whole host. FPL Harry is here. Hello, mate. Nice to see you.
Actual Harry, you know.
Yeah, we had some imposters, let's call them, at the back end of last season. But this is genuine, actual Harry with the tick, with the little moderator spanner next
to his
name.
That's all you need in your life, to be honest, is a Harry in your chat.
You just need the Harry in the chat. That's what we all want.
Hey, Harry.
So I'm going to end this poll, and then hopefully I can start a new poll later on. Later
nice.
On. Can I do that? So sense start. Oh yeah, it does let me do that. I'm not figuring it all out.
We did polls for years, Lee.
Yeah, because it was easy back then, wasn't it?
But it still apparently is quite easy. You just press add poll.
You just press plus and then add poll. Yeah, funnily enough.
It's not that hard, is it?
It can be done. It can be done. Malachi, thank you for the super chat. Happy anniversary and happy birthday to me. Hello, and thank you, Malachi. Very, very nice of you to do that. Very nice of you to do that. Sam, I want to do teams first, because I want to build to the predictions, but I want to do teams first. But before we do that, Dominic Solanke, a word, please. A word about picking up Big Dom and what you think that means for Ange Ball. Because that is a signing that I think, I must admit, it's been on the radar for a few weeks, but early on in the summer, I don't think many of us really saw that coming. Not that you don't need a striker, and they have been linked with several strikers, including Tony and others, but to get Big Dom, got to be pretty happy with that, no?
I mean, I think we've wanted a striker since Kane left, and obviously, if we remember, Kane left right on the cusp of game week one last year. In fact, it happened as I was on the train on the way to Fest, and sad times. That was a sad day. But anyway, moving on. And since then, we've needed a striker, and we've kind of bodged it last season. We played Son there at times. Richarlison's been there when fit. Werner spent a bit of time there.
Yeah.
It's definitely been a bit of a bodge when it comes to our striker position. And
never
so
really replaced Harry last season.
Well, no,
not
we didn't.
Really.
No, we didn't. And we signed players, like we got Brennan Johnson in, we got Maddison in, we got Werner in on a loan, but they were not strikers. They weren't to replace Harry. They were, you know, for other spots on the pitch. And I think one of the things that Postecoglou has really missed is an out-and-out number nine who owns that position and makes the most of all of those counter-attacks that we do, because we like to play attacking football, and we haven't really had somebody that was kind of guaranteed to get 20 plus goals in a season in that team. And so,
do you think he's guaranteed 20 plus goals?
Well, he got 19 in the Premier League for Bournemouth last season.
Yeah.
And I think in the kind of creative team that Spurs are, I would expect to see him improve on that number.
Yeah.
For Spurs. Yeah. And I think, you know, I look at that team and I think, how much competition is there really for that place? It's his. He's been signed as our number nine. Whether he wears the number nine or not remains to be seen, but you know, he's been signed to be that person. I'm delighted. I've got to be honest.
I think generally speaking, you've got to be happy with it.
I'm really delighted. I think
you've paid a bit over the odds, or do you not care?
I don't care.
I also found out today that Liverpool are due some of the fee. I think we get 20% of the sign-on fee because of it being an ex-Liverpool player. So
he had an exit clause, right? We had to meet the exit clause because he was in contract. And when you look around the market, there's not a huge amount of strikers available that you can buy.
Absolutely not
really.
No.
There's not a huge amount of tried and tested Premier League strikers that are available. Not ones that you would want to sign anyway. The obvious one for us to go and try and get was Tony. I'm not convinced that Tony was what Postecoglou wanted in terms of
character. How
he fits. He fits in the dressing room, not his position on the pitch or anything like that. I think it was a dressing room thing. Whereas I know Solanke is quite good friends with players like Maddison. So I think he'll fit nicely into our kind of pool of players. And I think his attitude and his personality is well suited to playing under Postecoglou.
Does he take penalties for Spurs, do you think?
Well, he took three for Bournemouth last season. They only got three. He took all of them.
Yeah, and scored all three, if I remember rightly.
No, he missed one.
Missed one?
The season before, Bournemouth got five. He didn't take any. The season before that, they got five. He took all of them. He does tend to be the Bournemouth penalty taker. My personal opinion is that Son's on penalties at Spurs simply because Harry had left and somebody had to take penalties. He does take penalties for South Korea, but I would expect Solanke to be the penalty taker. If you're the number nine, I'd expect you to be the penalty taker.
I think so.
I know that there are a lot of people out there that disagree with me on that, by the way, and think that some will keep them, but I just don't, I'm not convinced.
I think he's probably the obvious choice, I would suggest. I mean, if he didn't take the penalties at Bournemouth, that would be a different question. Like, if it was an Ollie Watkins coming over, you'd say, and there's still a question mark over who takes the pens at Villa, I think, right? But I think he takes the pens. And I don't think there's a lot of narrative about him being eased in and stuff. I mean, I remember when you bought Mickey van der Ven about this sort of time, lastly, about 3 days, I think, before your game week one last season. And he threw him straight in. I think, I don't know why I remember this, but I think it was Brentford. I think you played Brentford game 2-2. Week one. 2-2. And he threw him in and he did pretty well.
Yeah.
And I remember, I don't know whether I remember seeing a quote at the time from Ange or whether it was more recently. Maybe it was at the time when he was questioned about Van der Ven and starting him 3 days into his Spurs career. And he came out and said, comment, and I've seen this on Twitter the last couple of days. He said about, you know, when we buy with the intention almost of getting them straight in there. When they do the medical, we make sure that they're ready to go. Mm. And if they're not, then, you know, we either delay the purchase or whatever, right? So we buy with the intention of them being able to get up to speed quickly. And Dominic Solanke, I can see him starting game week one. I genuinely can.
I think he, you know, from what Postecoglou has said so far, he's fit, he's available and in contention to start game week one. That would, for me, suggest he's starting game week one.
Yeah, yeah. And at the end of the day, he's also committed. It's a six-year contract, which is probably a little bit longer than you'd expect from Spurs. Spurs not used to chucking out six-year contracts, but I don't mind it.
Keeps him here for his whole career, basically.
He's committing his best years to Spurs. What is he, 26, 27, 26. Something like that? So he's, you know, we're going to be there till 32, 33, at which stage you'll bugger off to Saudi or something, right? So he's committing his best years to Spurs. So he seems delighted with the move.
Aren't we all, Dominic? I've committed my best years to them as well.
It's just a good fit all round, and I think he's going to be very, very good signing. So the question, I guess, on everyone's lips is, enough of that nonsense, 7.5 in FPL?
Well, now feels like a bargain, doesn't he?
I think he's going to be really good.
It was funny because I'd ruled him out of my... When he wasn't coming to Spurs, before he was even linked with a move to Spurs, I was like, nah, I'm not paying 7.5 for the Bournemouth forward. As good as Solanke can be, I just was a bit unsure about Bournemouth in terms of the amount of goals that they would score, how they're going to play, all of that good stuff. And the fixtures I don't particularly love either for them.
Yeah.
But seeing him come to Spurs, I was like, well, now it's a totally different ballgame, isn't it? Because now you're talking about a very attacking Spurs team with a proper number nine in it. And all right, it's a mixed bag. I think that's the best way to describe the Spurs fixtures in the opening few game weeks of the season.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's a North London derby and there's a game against Newcastle in there. It's definitely a mixed bag. However, There's also some really nice fixtures in there as well. A game against Leicester, there's the home game against Everton in game week two. There's a real opportunity there for him to hit the ground running, I think, in that Spurs team. So for me, when it was announced, when we got the here we go, I was like, here we go, in my team.
Yeah, nice.
Spoiler alert for later.
I like it. So we'll talk about your team in just a second. Before we do, just a quick word on the match we saw yesterday. So we saw United 1, City 1 in the Community Shield. Game came to life a little bit towards the end of the second half. Bit cagey in the first half. There was a couple of woodworks being hit, wasn't there? Garnacho with a very good goal. Very, very well taken goal. And looked pretty lively when he came on. That particularly caused me a bit of upset, given that we went on to Sky that morning and did a Sky Sports show where he was one of my ones to avoid. And the reason I gave when we were on Sky was that I thought that he might kind of ease him back in a little bit. He's just won the Copa America.
Well, he did.
All the
he didn't
of
play
it.
Him from the beginning.
And he didn't start him, of course. But my point is, he came on and he didn't look like he needed to be
no,
eased back
didn't.
In. Do you know what I mean? He came back in and he was full of beans. So, yeah, one to watch for the season. And particularly at that price point, there's loads at 6.5 that we're all considering. And I think we chuck him into the pot now as well on the back of that. And then Bernardo Silva scoring a header, which very rarely happens for Bernardo Silva. Yes. But Pellestri just lost him. I think it was poor defending from Pellestri. But yeah, decent game. Nothing to set the world alight.
Community Shield often isn't, though, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's, often City don't win it, do they?
No, they don't.
Often
no,
City
no.
don't win it, and then they go on to win the league, of course. But any FPL takeaways from that game?
Haaland was a bit of a passenger. I think I'd describe him as in that game.
Yeah.
Didn't see a lot from him, did we?
No.
He hasn't
got his usual crew around him,
well,
though, has he?
But also, isn't that a problem? Like, for game week one, because we know that, like, now Grealish is injured, which he was having a fantastic preseason and being creative and playing really nicely alongside Haaland. Now he's injured. We know that Foden's not going to be...
We don't think it's a bad one for Grealish. If you're looking at Grealish, I mean, he did tweet, didn't he? Just before, or he put
did.
On Instagram just before the game, and it showed him with his feet up watching the game, and the Instagram post was something like, sad to miss out today, but, you know, should be back. Fit and firing pretty soon, you know, or hope to be back soon or something like that. So,
but the problem is for Grealish is that you are in a position where this is your position now to lose because you've had a good pre-season. Everyone else isn't available, isn't back yet from their international exploits.
Yeah.
Now you're injured. Foden, we don't think he's going to play because he's only just returned. Same with the likes of Stones and Walker and, you know, all of those guys. But we're expecting a little bit more of a... But maybe a different Man City team for game week one just because of the amount of players that they've had go late in international competitions. So watching Haaland in that one was a little bit of a worry to me because that's not far away from being the team that I think might end up having to start against Chelsea. Maybe actually that performance makes him go, we need to get a couple more people back.
They take a different mentality going into the Chelsea game, though, don't they? It's proper football then, isn't it? I mean, the one that's getting everybody talking is Oscar Bob. So, of course, with potentially with Alvarez, I'd say potentially. Is that deal done now, like the 82 million?
I don't think it's done, is it? We've seen an official...
Not sure I've seen it official.
Thank you for your time.
No.
I don't think I've seen one of them yet.
And by the way, what a deal. I mean, the way that City have negotiated 82 million for effectively their backup striker... I mean, that is a chunk of change, by the way.
Also,
but he's won a World Cup, hasn't he, this guy? He's obviously a good player, Alvarez, right?
Very good player. And, you know, also good for, I suppose, good for us in terms of FPL because no one else to replace Haaland now in that team. Like, he is...
As a like-for-like replacement, potentially.
Yeah.
That's why I want to have the Oscar Bob conversation because I think if anyone was to kind of come in and take the... Alvarez role and that's kind of loosely defined from what we saw from Alvarez last season in terms of his versatility as one of his strengths, right? I think Oscar Bob's got that as well, and I think that's part of the reason Pep has been okay with letting Alvarez go, because one, they've got very good money for him in my opinion, and second is he's got some proper talent coming through, and Oscar Bob is, I think he's five in FPL. You guys in the chat can tell me, I think he's five. He's going to get some airtime, and he's on Twitter within the FPL community. A lot of people looking at them or looking at him as their fifth midfielder over a kind of a Rodgers or an upgrade to a Winks or something. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I like it as an option. And I think, you know, particularly going into the early weeks of the season, I would expect a lot of game time from him as he's easing other players back in. Has looked really good in pre-season, actually.
Has,
performed really well.
He's a good, talented player, isn't he?
Very talented. I think the thing that puts me off, as always, with Manchester City is how long. how long until the rotation begins?
Well, there will be. I mean, there will be, yeah.
And that's, I guess, the thing that you've then got to be thinking about is if, and it's going to depend on your team structure and your strategy, if you have to play your 5 million, 5.5 million, 4.5 million midfielder each week, maybe you then don't want to risk it because maybe he doesn't get, you know, maybe he starts, maybe he gets 60 minutes, maybe the next week he only gets 30 minutes, maybe, you know, I think there's enough rotation worries there. But if you've got your fifth midfielder slot and it can be Bob, and you don't have to play him regularly because of the way that the rest of your team is, then I think he could be a really nice differential option heading into the new season. I think the issue is that if he's your fifth, you're likely to have to bench him most weeks.
Yeah, you probably are.
And then you could potentially have a lot of benched points.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. Well, my opinion, and those of you that haven't watched our midfielders video from a couple of weeks ago, my opinion going into this season, we'll talk about it a bit later when we do our teams, I think there's some so good options
good
in
options,
midfield
yeah.
that I just think I wouldn't want to go for a, like, I'm certainly not going to, depends on where, if I need the budget or not, but I'm not really looking at a Winks. I'm not really looking at an Oscar Bob, really. I might be looking at a Rodgers just because I think he could be a breakout this season for Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's looked really, really good. And in the pre-season games that Villa have played, they've looked pretty good in pre-season as well, ish. He's played number 9 in a couple of them, right? Because Watkins isn't ready to come back,
right?
Watkins
hasn't been back yet.
Yeah,
I mean, he won't play number 9.
But he'll play off of him, won't he?
But
he'll sort of play that sort of second striker, support striker role. And for a 5 million midfielder at Villa, and the striker you're playing off is Watkins, who got 19 assists last season.
Yeah.
Happy days.
I mean, I guess the other thing to say is that, you know, obviously, from a Villa perspective, it's Champions League football this year. Big step up from what they were doing last season. More matches over 3 days now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm. That's going to kick off relatively soon. How much rotation will we see from that Villa squad? I guess there's all of that to consider as well. But I just think you have to pick that cheap midfielder spot carefully. But there are definitely a lot of options.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Nash is in. Hey, Mark. He says, Lee, Villa have looked dreadful in pre-season. Yeah, you're right, mate. I was probably being a bit generous there. I wouldn't confess to have watched, you know, tons and tons of pre-season football.
Rodgers hasn't looked good. Of all of the players that have looked
positionally,
good,
yeah.
He's in the right places and playing
well.
Right.
He's looked okay. Let's have a look at our teams then. And then we can talk a little bit more about some of our pre-season thoughts as well. Because I do want to talk about, obviously, my team. We'll talk about Chelsea as well. We talk about dreadful pre-seasons. They've not had a particularly good... Another draw today. Is it a draw? 1-1, I think, today.
1-1
Chelsea.
Today, yeah.
So
they've been disappointing.
A little bit disappointing. But let's have a look at our team. So let's go to yours first. So this is your draft right now. This is the screen that I will usually put up on a Sunday whenever the results are in and we know what our scores are from any particular week. Notice that I've put your overall rank as 1 at the moment. Hope you're enjoying that. First in the world. So all of that will be filled in once the scores are in for any particular game week. Talk us through your team though. You've managed to get a Haaland and Salah draft. You have got Solanke in now. Obviously we're waiting for the shirt to change from Bournemouth to Spurs.
I'm really waiting for that. I keep refreshing.
Yeah. And I guess that's probably the big change from when we last spoke about our drafts or when we last showed them publicly, because you would have had to find some money to get Solanke in this team. Where did you find that money? Where was the sacrifice?
I had Kulusevski in midfield, and I so basically I wanted to stay invested in Fulham because Fulham's fixtures are really nice to start the season, and I like Fulham, and I think that they could have a really good year this year.
Well, just to touch on that, I have got the fixtures according to Fantasy Football Scout sorted by difficulty over the first 6, okay. And the reason I've done that is I think there's a lot of FPL managers that are looking at 5-6 game weeks into sort of wildcard potentially. So I've gone for first 6, sorted by difficulty, and you're right. Look at that. Bang at the top, Fulham, with Manchester United away on the opening day. Of course, that's going to be game at Fantasy Football Fest on Friday. So that's the big Premier League kickoff. Leicester at home, Ipswich away, West Ham, Newcastle, and then Nottingham Forest. So a pretty blue-looking fixture ticker. I personally think there's a couple of difficult games in there. I don't think Newcastle at home is necessarily a blue game. That could be a tricky game. And even going away to Forest could be tricky. But you're right, I think, to want to be invested.
There are goals, I think. And there are clean sheets in a number of those fixtures. I don't think they get 6 clean sheets, but I certainly think there's clean sheets in those games. I don't think Newcastle clean sheet against Fulham. I don't think Manchester United will either. Like, I think the fixtures
got
look more difficult. There's goals in it.
Mm.
So up until Thursday, when it, suddenly we got the Here, or Friday morning or whenever it was when the Here We Go landed, I had Muniz up top. And I've had Muniz up top pretty much the whole of pre-season. It's been him alongside Isak and Haaland. And then when Solanke signed, I was like, I want the Spurs number nine. Like I don't want to be faffing around with the, like, I suddenly think Brennan Johnson and Kulusevski become difficult because who's missing out?
Yeah. Do you think they just share minutes on that, right?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Maddison shares some minutes as well. Maybe the three of them, because Kulusevski can play
Kula
in the middle.
Was good central back in the last season.
And he was really good. I think, you know, you can go Sun and you're guaranteed the minutes there, but you've got
to find
10.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I look at the others and I'm kind of like, no, I'm struggling a bit now because who's missing out? Because Kulusevski, I mean, he scored again yesterday against Bayern and was good again. So I'm looking at him going, well, he's been really good in pre-season. I can't see him dropping down completely out. Brennan Johnson's had an okay pre-season. At the beginning, he was really good. He's kind of dipped off a little bit, maybe towards the back end of pre-season. And maybe that suggests something about Kulusevski getting the nod for game week one.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at Dom and thinking, long term, that's what I want. I want the Spurs number nine, and I think that's who it. Well, I mean, that's what he's been signed for, right?
Okay.
So the only way for me to make Dom happen is I can't lose Isak because I just think he's going to have an outstanding season. So I don't want to lose him. I don't want to lose Haaland. So I mean, he's had to be the casualty of that.
Do you think that might become a little bit of a template?
I think so.
Front line. I can see a lot of managers going to that. Many of us were on Isak anyway. I think I had 55% team selected by last time I looked. And obviously Haaland's there. I agree with you on everything that we said about Solanke earlier. So I can... In a season and in a pre-season where a lot of the narrative has been it's going to be a lot of variants, we're going to have different sorts of teams. Haaland's 15 million, so that puts a cat amongst the pigeons. And it does. I don't want to go back on any of that stuff. But it does feel like them three, I'm seeing that a lot now.
And I think we will.
Yeah.
And I think the thing, so what, in taking out Kulusevski to give me the budget to go from Muniz to Solanke, I then needed a midfielder who could slot in, and I wanted to stay invested in Fulham and Smith Rowe. I liked Smith Rowe at Arsenal, but never stayed fit.
Yeah, that's a. Can you say that as a statement? We liked him for a little while when he was. I don't know enough about. And if you're Arsenal fans, let us know. I don't know enough really about the Smith Rowe situation at Arsenal to know like. What is he? What sort of player is he? We know he's a creative midfielder, Arteta is a smart man. He doesn't let players go for no reason.
But equally, he has a wealth of talent, Arteta, in those midfield slots. Smith Rowe was playing quite regularly, got injured and then never made it back into the team again because the team that he had were playing really well. When he was fit, he would come on and do reasonably well for sort of half an hour towards the back end of games, but never enough to break into that team. And when you look at the Arsenal talent, you can understand why. You take that talent and you put them in a team like Fulham, and I think he adds massively to what they're doing in attack. I think he's really valuable. He's already scored for them in pre-season. He's arrived, he scored yesterday for them. And I just think that the way that Fulham play will suit him, if he can stay fit. Now look, I can't predict the future when it comes to Smith Rowe. I don't know how long he's going to stay fit. I don't know whether the injury proneness that we saw at Arsenal is going to continue to be a thing going into his career at Fulham. It remains to be seen. But for those first six game weeks, I want a Fulham player who's going to play. Smith Rowe's been bought to play football for Fulham. He's not been bought to sit on the bench there.
No.
So I think he's a decent option at the price point that he comes in at.
Do you think Fulham look a bit different without Paulinho this year?
No.
I just think...
Look, Lee, the fixtures are nice.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, of course, Paulinho is a huge loss to them. He was a massive, massive talent. But equally, they've got still good players in that Fulham team. They haven't become a terrible team overnight. They've bought Smith Rowe. I think he adds something to them and the way that they play. If it's horribly wrong, there's so many other options down at that price point that you can go to.
Well, that is a fair comment. That is a fair comment. And Oliver, actually, thank you for the chat, Oliver. No FPL said Andreas may play more of a deeper role now. We actually saw that, I think, in the game that Smith Rowe played.
Friendly.
Not that I haven't hyper-analysed this at all, but sort of I've seen some bits and pieces on Twitter. And yeah, Smith Rowe is a bit more advanced. Yeah. That means Andreas sort of sits a little bit. He's by no means a central defensive midfielder. He's not a Kante, but he's just sitting that little bit deeper. I don't necessarily think that makes Andreas a bad pick, because I still think he's going on penalties and he's at Fulham and good fixtures, everything else. But just, I think that's just something to be aware of, the fact that, you know, you've got that sort of Smith Rowe thing there. I personally still think Callum Hudson-Odoi is a better pick at 5.5 than Smith Rowe. I do think that. There's a few people in the chat saying that, and I tend to agree. Let's talk about a couple of other positions in your team. So, super chat coming in from Nigel the Crab. Thank you, Simon, for the super chat.
I've just got to get my hair clipped. I'm so hot.
It is warm, isn't it? It is warm. Go and get, yeah, go
it's
and get
your
hair.
It's just on the table there, so I'm just going to grab it.
No worries. And I'm going to just read out Si's super chat. This is the sort of super chat we want, guys. Look at this. There's some proper stats going on in here. A nod on the Raya pick, he says. In the first 12 games, he's the highest points predicted of any 5.5 million in any position in the game, with 44.6 on the FPL review data model. So, nice shout, right? And I think when I show my team in a minute, I'm sort of, you convinced me, I think, last time we spoke about this on one of these streams, about maybe going for Raya as Arsenal cover.
I think it was on Nohana, wasn't it?
Oh, I think we did it on a podcast for our patrons. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But what do you think about that in terms of the stats from Si and the pick with Raya? You're still pretty happy with that as Arsenal coverage, because right now, that's probably the glaring omission in your team, right? No Arsenal players outside of David Raya, and they're looking pretty good in pre-season, smashing Leverkusen up and looking very good indeed. So no Arsenal attack problem?
I don't like it. Okay. I don't like it at all. But I also think that, and this is where this week is going to be quite telling, because the Liverpool game today, and I'm sure you'll talk more about it later, particularly when you're talking about your team, because I know that one of the glaring changes between our team is the Salah pick.
Yes.
That, for me, is quite a... It's a big decision this week for me, is the Salah, no Salah thing. Because the Salah, no Salah thing is what's preventing me from having an Arsenal attacker. Because if I downgrade Salah, I can easily have a Saka or an Erdegaard or whoever it is that I want, really. I can easily get there. In terms of the Arsenal defence, there is not a bit of me that is happy to go into this season without an Arsenal defender. Mm. Not a single part of me was happy to do that.
And as Babani's saying, thank you for the chat, Babani's saying, both Saliba and Gabriel scored in today's pre-season game. Yeah. So if you're thinking, can I get some information about which one of those two to pick? The answer is no. Actually, we're still not kind of any clearer.
No, we're not. But the thing with both of them is that they're going to cost you 6 million. And I wanted to have Vardiol. Like, Vardiol, to me, felt important this season. He had a fantastic season, particularly the back end of last season. He's so attacking in that City team. And whilst I think that Man City will keep clean sheets, I mean, they were second best for clean sheets alongside Everton last season. Vardiol was on the pitch for 9 of those clean sheets that they kept. And I think they got 13 in total. It's the attacking threat that comes with it. 4 goals and 2 assists for him in the last season. And I think he'll grow this season. I think he'll become more important in that City team. I can see him being even more attacking than he was last year. So I wanted to have him in there. And because I've gone for Salah and Haaland, and I have now had Salah and Haaland all pre-season.
Pretty much, yeah.
Constantly. You have, to be fair. And because of that, it does make having a 6 million Arsenal defender almost impossible.
Mm.
Because it means I have to sacrifice somebody that I want in the other position.
Because you're already a bit skinny in midfield, because you'd say, well, Smith Rowe's there as a good fifth midfielder, but he's not your fifth. Winks is your fifth.
Winks is my fifth. But and this is why the Solanke pick has thrown it a little bit even more skewed, because before Kulusevski was there as another 6.5, and I had Muniz in the top position, and it felt a little bit more balanced, and I had 0.5 in the bank. Now I've got nothing in the bank because I've had to put it into Solanke. So it all feels very much on Salah and Haaland now. And it's made me a little bit more... The Solanke move has made me a little bit unsure about the Salah pick, I've got to be honest. But Ray, I think I'm locked on, because I would love a Solanke. I would love to have a Saliba in there. He's the one I'd want. I know that last season it was Gabriel that was the most attacking, apart from Ben White, of course. But I love William Saliba and I love owning him. And I think I just feel confident having him in my team. And when I didn't have Raya, when I had the 4.5 goalkeepers in there, and of course I could absolutely do that. I could go for a Dean Henderson instead. I could use the money to upgrade Anderson then and have a better defensive option in there and try and get an Arsenal defender in that way. But I'm still tight on budget. I still can't get there because they're six.
Yeah.
If they were 5.5, I'd do it the other way around. I'd have Hendo in goal and I'd have an Arsenal defender. But I just can't. I haven't got the 0.5 to do it. So this way, it allows me to have an Arsenal defender. All right, it's a goalkeeper, but it allows me to have them. Because I think Arsenal will be the team that keeps the most clean sheets this season.
Yeah, fair.
And so because of that, I don't want to be going into the season knowing I haven't got an Arsenal defender and then scrambling around trying to get one later on in the season and finding budget. Because in that team, finding budget is going to be really hard if I'm not prepared to sell either Salah or Haaland. So big decisions to come for me on that. Because if I sell Salah, and maybe this is a nice segue into your team, if I was to sell Salah for Jota, which is definitely a possibility this week, suddenly there's a whole wealth of opportunities because it's 5 million. And 5 million then means there can be a Saka, there can be an Odegaard, there could be an Arsenal defender instead. And then there maybe doesn't have to be the Raya pick. It could be a Henderson and it could be a Saliba in the defence. So lots of big calls for me to make this week.
Yeah, all right, cool. Super chat just before we move on from Matthew Knights. Thank you, Matthew, for the super chat. Is value in a cheap midfield to avoid five... Let me read this again. Is value in a cheap mid to avoid five mid versus three attack headache each week in lineup? I'm not sure I fully understand the question.
So I get it. So should you have a cheap... Basically, he's saying, should you have a Winks? Because it means every week you've got your seven that you're playing.
Okay.
And your other player is just always your bench option. You're not having to worry about benching somebody massive every week.
Oh, fine. Okay, cool.
So, for example, if you had Jota instead of Salah, then the Winks play is maybe Odegaard. And then every week I've got... Who on earth are you benching? Particularly when the Fulham fixtures are nice. I think there's two ways of looking at that. One, it's never great to have a benching headache, but also it's quite a luxury sometimes because it does mean if you get an unexpected benching or an injury, you're happy to play that player. Whereas for me, that bench... I mean, I'm not expecting much from them. Likely Harbour Bellis is Barco because now he's back and he's taking corners and all that jazz again.
Yeah.
Personally for me, I never mind having a benching headache. I bench points all the time.
I've never thought it was a problem.
I'm never going to bench too many with that. But I think if you're happy to go without one of those massive hitters, the Jotters or whatever, having somebody on the bench that's sort of 6.5 million, that doesn't feel like too much of an issue. You can play the fixtures and you can play the form.
Cool. All right. Well, very good. We'll talk about my team in just a second. Before we move on, a bit of an announcement of something new that we're doing this year. So we're going to be having a weekly competition. So those of you that follow us over on our socials, you'll know that we're being sponsored by the guys at the Sleeper app for this season. So our manager of the month over on Patreon has been supercharged. More about that a bit later on, or you can check out the links below how we're supercharging our manager of the month competition. There's going to be more prizes. You know, more people are going to be able to win on a monthly basis. But also, every single week, we're going to be having a new Pick'em challenge. And you'll have seen a few of the other FPL fantasy football content creators in the UK promoting the Pick'em leagues in the Sleeper app. What the Pick'em league basically is, a bit like... And whenever I say this reference, I'm appealing to, you know, people that are in their 40s and 50s, right? I talk about the football pools, right? You predict the scores, right? For a Gen Z stroke millennial audience, this is totally the wrong reference. But back in the day, you used to fill in the little pools results.
You're so old, Bonfim.
You had to go, okay, well, I think that's going to win, or that's a draw, or that's a defeat. You didn't have to predict the exact score.
No, just win.
Just who's going to win, lose, or draw, right? And then you'd send it off in the post. And then if you got, you know, you got the correct scores, and you get a little message back in the post, a letter to say, oh, you've won a certain number of months. And anyway, the Sleeper Pick'em leagues is like the modern day version of that, right? So nothing to send off in the post or any of that anymore. You basically download the app, and game week by game week, you can go through and say, oh, I think United are going to beat Fulham. I think Liverpool are going to beat Ipswich. I think Spurs are going to beat whoever you're playing game week one. And you just go through, you just go, right, win, Leicester. Lose or draw. So Spurs are going to beat Leicester, right? You do that. And then every week, we'll be doing a Pick'em League. So you get into our Pick'em League.
There's
a link to that in the description below. So I've got a slide on this in a second on how you do it. But you join our league and then you just predict on a weekly basis. I mean, I got my phone earlier and it takes like 10 seconds to do.
Yeah, it takes no time.
No time at all. And it's all completely free. The app's completely free
to play. You can if you want to. if you're worried about forgetting, you can preset your weeks if you want. So you can go through and predict win, lose or draw till the end of the season if you so chose. And then you could drop in game week 2 and go, do I still think this is right?
Yeah.
Drop in ahead of game week 3, do I still think I'm right here?
You can predict 38 game weeks worth of results if you want.
If you wanted to make sure you didn't forget one, you could go and do all 38 and then just tweak them as you go through, or you can go game week by game week and just do it as you please.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we're planning to do. So on a game week by game week basis, we'll be here on a Sunday night and we'll be, you know, announcing every single week. This is, so we're doing the monthly manager of the month patron stuff. That's still going to happen on a monthly basis. But every week here on FPL Family, we are going to be crowning the winner, or whoever's got the most
points,
because you get points for predicting the right outcomes of games. And it'll all be there in the league, in the app, so you'll be able to see how you've got on. Mm-hmm. And we'll be giving away vouchers, and you'll get a £75 kit bag voucher. So pretty much enough to go
enough
buy
to
the
buy
new shirt. You can buy a new Premier League shirt or anything. Kit bag's a great site, right? Get anything on there. And that's every single week, guys. So £75 to be given away as a voucher every single week. Completely free.
Completely free. The app is free. Everything about this is free. And you stand a chance to win a £75 kickback voucher every single week.
There we go. So there's your instructions. That's your homework for tonight, right? Go download the Sleeper app. Get onto that. And if you want to follow them over on X, it's at Sleeper Footy. That's their handle. Then join our Pick'em League. Like I say, there's a link in the description below. That's the easiest way to do it. Then get in there and predict your scores for every game week. It takes like 10, 15 seconds, just bop, win, lose, draw. And if you are successful, if you are at the top of our league on a weekly basis each game week, then you will win the £75 kitbag.com voucher. So that'd be a nice little section, a regular section here on a Sunday night for FPL Family. Although, what happens if there's a Monday night game?
Then we'll have to wait until the Monday night game.
We'll have to wait until Monday night.
And then we'll do a little video and we'll put it out on our socials instead to say who's the winner, and we'll come back to it on our next live stream. But yes, and if there's a tie, we'll have a tiebreaker as well to work out who's getting the voucher for that week. So it'll be really exciting, really great to be partnered with Sleeper for this season. And I think, you know, it'll be adding another dimension, and it's really nice for us to be able to give you guys things as kind of prizes and encourage you to be part of our community that we're creating. So.
Yeah, spices up the Sunday nights, doesn't it? Spices. We never have, and we never will be involved in anything to do with gambling or anything. We're not big fans of that. But you know, this is not that. This is completely free to play.
No, you don't have to pay for anything.
It's just goodness, right? Just freebies for us to give you guys. So that's we're, and what the Sleeper guys are looking to, for those of you that don't know Sleeper, they're big into US fantasy sports.
Massive, yeah.
So they are, like, if you, anybody that's got US mates, they will know Sleeper, because they'll be playing NFL fantasy and like, you know, whatever it is, NBA fantasy. But the guys at Sleeper are like, oh, how do we get into the UK market? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get into the UK market, and they see FPL as the route to do that. And I agree, I think it's a brilliant idea.
One of the other things that Sleeper do really, really well, if you like draft fantasy, is they have their own draft leagues. Some of the patrons and I were talking earlier, and I said I'd do a draft league with them. We're going to have a draft league with a lot of the other patrons, a lot of the other content creators, aren't we, in a few weeks' time that we're going to do. We're going to compete with each other. So you can also get your friends together, set up a draft league over there and play that. And again, that's totally free to play. So yeah, Sleeper's a really nice, easy way in to stuff that gives you an opportunity to win prizes without you having to pay for it at all.
Nice one. So there we go. Sleeper, at Sleeper Footy is where you can go and find those guys over on X. All right, Sam, this is my team at the moment. Also,
you're
currently
also get overall ranks. Look at us at number one.
Number one in the world. Also, no, OR of one
great
at the moment. Fantastic.
Either that or we're OR of like however many people there are, 3.5 million or something.
Totally. Yeah, totally. So, the glaring omission is no Mo Salah in this team currently. No Mo Salah in this team. There's your template front three. So, I also have gone for Dom. João Pedro scored for Brighton in their friendly. They won, I think, 4-0 or maybe 4-1 yesterday.
They
so,
did.
I'm still,
as Az kept telling us when he was sitting next to us watching,
we were
it
with Az yesterday, and he was giving us Brighton updates as we were watching the Community Shield.
He was.
And he was very happy to tell us about João Pedro scoring and then Danny Welbeck's penalties, etc. I'm not as set as you on Solanke.
Oof.
I'm not saying he's a bad pick. I love him as a pick, but I think João Pedro and 2 million also is a nice place to be, because you can use that 2 million for a lot of other things. A lot of my thinking with the Salah thing, though, is two things. One is the form of Jota, and we'll talk about that in a second. But it's the not having an Arsenal attack.
I
don't think you can go into the season without having one of them there. And again, I'm not fixed on a Odegaard or a or a Saka or whoever I have yet. I haven't really nailed that down. But in my team, I've put Saka because he's the most expensive one. I thought, well, if I do decide that I want to go for an Odegaard or somebody else, I'll just be saving money. So let's just try and do it with Saka in there right now. Mm. This team has, I think, I'm going to check actually. I think it has 0.5 in the bank as well.
Lee, can so I just a little say bit while there. You're checking that?
Go on.
My watch has beeped 4 times with people joining our sleeper league. So well done to all of you that are listening. Yeah, I get notifications on my watch every time someone joins. So while you were looking up, I thought I'd just fill that gap.
Awesome. Thank you guys for joining the sleeper league. So that'll be something fun for us to do here on a Sunday night. I've just seen 0.5 in the bank. So a little bit of flexibility there.
I think that's really important and that's a problem with my team.
Yeah, I like having that 0.5. I just think it's a... It enables you not to make knee-jerk reactions. Saka is in. I just think, just that Wolves at home game, even that to start the season is like, that's scary.
So what's the difference between your team and my team then? So Jota
is Jota there over instead Salah. Of Salah. No Smith Rowe. I've got Rodgers instead.
Okay, so slightly less on Rodgers over Smith Rowe.
Yeah.
And then who are your three other midfielders?
Well, I've got Saka rather than... You've got Winks, haven't you? I haven't got a 4.5. So my fifth midfielder is Rodgers.
Oh, so you have got the benching headache that Matthew was talking about, really? Because Rodgers would be your bench.
Yeah, probably.
So, you've got Smith... you've got Jota and Saka.
Yeah, and Kunku and Eze.
Because I'm just the podcasters. So,
let me read out.
Go on, Jota...
Yeah, so Nkunku, Jota, Eze, Saka and Rodgers is my midfield right now.
Yeah, okay. So Salah and Jota, that's the key difference because that means where I've got Winks and Smith Rowe, you've got Rodgers and Saka.
Saka, yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing that you mentioned before. It's the downgrade, if that's the right phrase, from Salah to Jota that enables an Arsenal midfielder.
Well, Jota scored again today though, didn't he? So and I did say that my key thing was going to be watching this final game for Liverpool in pre-season and making a judgment call there because I've wanted Salah all summer on the basis that, I mean, look, it's Mo Salah, right? But also on the basis that he'd had the summer off, whereas Jota had been away at the, you know, playing international football and blah, 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 blah. However, 5 million is absolutely massive when it comes to the rest of your squad.
And that's the swinger, I think. The swinger. Listen, I am by no means... I'm definitely not sitting here saying don't have Mo Salah. That, I'm not saying that. Because by not having him, that's a concern for me. I'm going into season without arguably the best asset in the game for the last 5-6 years. However, so what are you doing, right? But I just think that 5 million enables me to get that Arsenal attacker, which I also... So it's about what level of discomfort do you want? Do you want to go in without Salah and be really uncomfortable?
But you have still got Liverpool attack.
But I've got Jota, and that was what I was coming to, was that am I really uncomfortable with not having Mo Salah? Yes. Am I really uncomfortable not having Arsenal? Yes. But which of those two can I add a little bit of a crumb of comfort to? Well, I can go for a Havertz up front if I wanted to, and I can maybe cover that and be a little bit more comfortable.
But the front three's becoming hard.
But the front three's hard to overlook now. Or I go for Jota and I get a little bit of comfort around the Liverpool thing. And it's not just that his pre-season is looking good, Sam. Honestly, you guys know, those of you that joined us last season, you'll know that I absolutely love Diogo Jota.
Jota for the Ballon d'Or is Lee's key phrase.
I'm happy to be shot down for any of this, but there was a period in last season where he was probably the best player in the league. He was absolutely ridiculous. And it's not... The thing is, if you're a Liverpool fan, I think you understand this. And I think if you're not, you don't quite as much. Because as a Liverpool fan, you're watching all the games. And I do, right? Other games that are on Super Sunday, I might be on Twitter. I'll be on my phone and stuff. But Liverpool, don't contact me during Liverpool. I'm not contactable.
Don't even try and speak to him on the sofa next to him.
I will watch it, right? And when I'm watching it, and you watch him. Just watch what he does, Jota. Off the ball. Watch the runs he makes. And I think under Slot, he's going to have a slightly different role again. Like even for the first Diaz goal today, if you've not seen the highlights from Liverpool-Sevilla today. So Liverpool weirdly played two friendlies today, right? We played against Sevilla at Anfield, and then straight after we played against...
I just looked that up.
I can't think who it was. Some other Spanish side, right? And I think the idea was that, you know, he plays more or less what he's expecting to be his game week one team against Sevilla. He's kind of his big boys.
Las Palmas,
that was it. Yeah, thank you, Mark. He's got it in there. And Ken's, yeah, Las Palmas. So we played more or less an A team against Sevilla and then not so much of an A team against Las Palmas. But listen, Nunez and others still played against Las Palmas, right?
Yeah, so I was just looking at that. So in that Las Palmas game, it was Endo and Elliot and Curtis Jones.
What's the final score, by the way?
0-0.
Okay.
With Nunez and Gakpo, but... and actually, Andy Robertson got some minutes in that one as well, which is interesting. And Connor Bradley played in that game. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely was, with the exception of Robertson, who is coming back from his injury.
Yeah.
It definitely was it felt like the second string plus the players that were returning late, giving Gakpo and Nunez some minutes.
Yeah. But if you've not watched the Sevilla highlights, I would encourage you to do that, because there was a couple of things that came out of it. One was... Jota coming deep again. There's a bit of that. So there is going to be a bit of this, you know, oh, well, he drops too deep. And I said this on our midfielders video, yes. And I've said it on Ohana.
Yeah.
If you don't watch the Liverpool game maniacally, like I do, if you're just casually watching Liverpool, you'll be like, oh, he's dropping deep again.
Kane style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not as much. And the thing that he's got that Kane didn't have in the last couple of years of his Spurs career and hasn't got at Bayern and hasn't got at the Euros is the work rate is unbelievable. So Jota can drop deep, and then he still sprints into the box to get into the number nine position to score the goals. Whereas Kane drops deep, plays a quarterback pass, and then jogs, right? Because that's his style. Jota doesn't do that. He's unbelievable. And the pre-assist, because he wouldn't get any FPL points for this, but the through ball to Szoboszlai, and again, Szoboszlai was bombing on in the eight, so look out for that. Still think he's a good pick, by the way. I still don't mind him as a pick.
Mm.
So he was bombing on from the eight, and then he plays it over to Diaz, who scores basically a bit of a tap-in. But that through ball to Szoboszlai from that sort of central midfield spot was unbelievable. The goal he scored is like, the technique on it is ridiculous, Sam. He makes it look easy. I'm telling you, and I'm not comparing myself to Jota, but as that ball comes over from Trent, and we got to talk about Trent in a minute as well, can't turn this into a Liverpool podcast.
Why are you going to talk about yourself, though?
But that's really hard to do, and that ball's coming over like that from Trent, and it's going past him, and he levers it on his left foot, and it goes into the opposite corner of the goal. Jota's goal today.
Is this something you regularly do then?
Oof, if I could do that, I would. I'd be playing. I mean, it is an unbelievable bit of technique.
So today in this game, the Sevilla game, you played what looks like a pretty full strength team, with the exception of Tsimikas for Robertson, because as we've said already, Robertson's coming back. Otherwise, it was then Szoboszlai, Gravenberch and McAllister across the middle, with then Salah, Jota and Diaz. Jota was in the nine. Jota obviously gets one of the goals, Diaz gets two. Diaz went off early, but then we would expect that because he was coming back, whereas...
He was unreal today, by the way, as well.
But
literally no one's talking about him.
Yeah, but he's phenomenal. And no one's talking about him because he's gone late and he's come back late and all that good stuff. He is the player that got away from Spurs. We were linked with him before he came to you, and and it annoyed me so much when we didn't sign him. And then when he came to you, I was raging about it. Because I think he's honestly quality, but I do agree with what you've just said. Like I was watching this game today thinking, well, not watching it yet, but the reading about this game afterwards and thinking, like, I'd said going into it, what happens in this one's going to be quite critical to my thinking.
Yeah.
Because 5 million is massive. I still think Mo Salah is going to be a phenomenal FPL pick this season. There's not a bit of me, there is not a bit of me that thinks that Mo Salah isn't worth 12.5 million. Like, let's be clear about this. But the question is, can you have Jota and Saka? And is having Jota and Saka together better than having Salah with a Rodgers? Mm.
I think it is.
And that's the critical thing.
I think it is.
For me, one of the big things that I am looking at my team and trying to work out is, what do I do about Arsenal? Because I genuinely think that the Arsenal title challenge again this year.
Of course. Yeah, of course,
I think they keep the most clean sheets. Saka is so important to them.
You see, so this is the classic comment, right? So Jared McGuinness, thank you for the comment. Is Jota now down to play, though? Yes. Don't worry about Jota rotation, right? You can clip this if you like. And in game week 2 or 3, when he doesn't start, I'm happy to take the flak. But he should not be rotating Jota. If he does, he's mad and he's just trying stuff out slot.
But if he does rotate Jota, I don't think it'll be rotate to the bench. It might just be a different position on the pitch. If he doesn't immediately start scoring in the nine, he has got other options there and he could play him somewhere else.
Maybe. And listen, equally, we might see him come off on the hour and Nunes get minutes. I'm not saying that that won't happen. But I think he's going to start most games to start the season. I think given that it's the beginning of the season as well, if it's a catastrophic error, right, if I go Jota over Salah and Salah absolutely wipes the floor with me in the first few weeks and I go, right, I've got that massively wrong, you just wildcard. If this was late on in the season decision and we had no wildcards and maybe I didn't have five transfers in the bank, I'd be more sceptical to make the decision.
But again, it goes back to what we were saying earlier, and we said in Ohana's and we said in other podcasts and I've said on podcasts and we've said in our videos that we've created so far this preseason. You cannot look at this Jota versus Salah. You can't.
I'm not saying you are.
I'm just saying you can't. As an FPL manager, you can't go, shall I get Salah or shall I get Jota? And look at that in isolation. Because that's not what this is about.
Mm.
Because actually this is about, and that's why I made that point before about, you've got to pair them. So if I can, with that money, that 17.5 million,
yeah,
I've got Salah with Morgan Rodgers or I've got Jota with Saka. What two are likely to score the most points? And that's how you have to look at FPL. You can't just look player by player, this player versus this player, particularly when they're coming in at such different price points. If they both come in at 6.5, absolutely knock yourself out. Compare them head to head. But if they come in significantly apart in value, you have to look at the impact that has on the rest of your squad.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely get it. And there is a lot of narrative about he's injury prone, Jota. He is, no question. Missed a lot of minutes last season, but I think he's really cooking in pre-season. I think Slot sees him as really important. He is a brilliant player and he presses. His off-the-ball pressing, he is a maniac.
Yeah, he's great.
He is a maniac, which is why sometimes he gets the injury, because he runs around like an absolute nutter. And for those of you that are going to, I can see a couple of comments about, you know, Darwin, etc. There's a reason Darwin played against Las Palmas today and Jota played against Sevilla. There's a reason.
I don't think that Darwin is the type of player that Slot will want.
No. No.
I mean, he's a number nine, but he's not.
He doesn't press. He does not press.
He's not hardworking enough.
He's lazy. He's lazy. Unfortunately, and I like him, right? Because I actually think he's good. I think he's a good character. And I do think there's a player in there somewhere, right?
Like Simic.
But I don't think he's... I don't think he's right for the Premier League. I think he could go and play in, like, he'd be brilliant in France or brilliant in Italy or Eredivisie or something like that, right? Or maybe even La Liga would be good at. And that's not me being derogatory about those leagues. That's just me saying, in the Premier League, you have to press as a team. If you are that going to play that sort of style, you have to press as a team. Now, Haaland is not a mega, mega presser, but he's got absolutely maniacs pressing around all around him, right? Whereas Liverpool and Slotball, from what we've seen so far, is he's going to want that front three to press. Diaz is a maniac, Jota's a maniac, and Salah's a maniac. Then front three, I can see that being as good a pressing three as the Mane, Firmino and Salah was, right?
Oh, that is big from you.
I'm not saying they're going to score as many goals. I'm saying as a pressing unit, they will press really well as a unit, as well as those three. Anyway, that's enough about Liverpool. Just a quick word on the defence. So Trent, love it. If you want to go for him and you've got the money.
That's enough on Liverpool, Trent.
Don't mind it. Couple of people asking about Kwanzaa. Had a very good pre-season. And I do think that he is, again, we go back to Slot-style players. He's a ball player, Kwanzaa. He can play football. Konate is a bit of a wall. There's not many better than one-on-one than him in the league, right? If you're one-on-one against Konate, that's hard, right? He's just a brick wall. And he's a good defender from that perspective. Clearances, blocks and interceptions, yes. But I think Slot wants ball players. I think he wants footballers. And I genuinely think Kwanzaa's a better footballer than Konate on the ball and passing out from the back. So I don't mind it. If you want to go for Kwanzaa at 4-5, I don't mind it. It's really hard to endorse because at any minute, Konate could come in.
Especially when there's... If it was a season where there wasn't this many good 4.5s, I'd get it more. But there's so many excellent options at 4.5 this season.
He's a good defender, though, I'm telling you. He is a good defender, Kwan, so I really like him a lot. I really, so I don't mind it. If you want to go there, I don't give it the Lee seal of approval, but I also don't mind it. Tsimikas, no.
He's five.
Robbo will come back. Is he five, Tsimikas? Oh, don't do that, then. Don't do that. Anyway, enough guff about them. The player that concerns me, and I want to end on this, I'm not going to talk about Eze. I think he's locked. My defence, I think, is pretty locked as well. I've gone with Raya right now. I've got that extra 0.5 in the bank, so could change it again to Henderson and Gabriel or Saliba. I could sort of do that if I wanted to, but I'm not sure. The player that concerns me is Nkunku, you know.
Why?
I just think Chelsea are absolute rubbish. I just think Chelsea are
absolute rubbish.
Is Harry
still around to listen to this?
Well, he could be. Get in the chat, guys, and let me know what you think. I've seen a few of their highlights in pre-season. I've seen a bit of their highlights in pre-season. And to call them highlights was, you know, that's a stretch, to be honest with you. They got the new manager coming in. Defensively, they're all over the place, right? They're conceding goals for fun in pre-season. And some of the highlights that I saw of the goals they conceded, and okay, it's pre-season, I understand that. But with no Thiago Silva there, say what you want about him, right? And his legs and how old he is, right? But he's a Rolls-Royce defender and has been for many, many years. And the one thing he can do is he can get the motley crew around him, all the other crap Chelsea defenders, and he can go, right, you play there, you play there. We're going to move as a line. This is what we're going to do. And without that commander-in-chief at the back, they're all over the place, Chelsea.
Yes. One thing I will say.
Go on.
Right, looking at the line, I mean, they drew 1-1 with Inter today. The starting 11... I mean, how many of these players are actually going to start for Chelsea in game week one?
None. Who knows?
Very, very few of them. I mean, and you look at the ratings that they all got. They're all in threes and Robert Sanchez got two. Like, I don't know. There was no Palmer in the starting 11. There was no...
No, of course, yeah. Like, it was Jamie, listen. So Jamie, absolutely right, mate. He says we're rubbish. But he's firing, so I will have him for now. Yeah, it's a... I probably will have him in my team. I just think 6.5 is such a good price point and in midfield for Nkunku. I probably will have him. But I just wanted to just put a little bit of flag of concern out there. He's one that I'm considering, right?
Yes, Chelsea haven't been great.
Yeah.
Yes, they've got a horrible fixture against Chelsea.
He's a good price, isn't he?
His price tag is really
Jamie's right,
nice.
Right. Jamie's right.
And I just think that when Nkunku has been playing... Even when Chelsea have been shocking, he's still been doing good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel a bit for the new manager because he's come in, but he's not really got a full fit team yet. He's going to be without Reece James till September because of his stupid ban he picked up for getting a red card last season. Palmer's not been around because he's been away at the Euros. He has had a bit of a... And I know that a lot of managers, Slot included, have had the same issues. But Chelsea have a lot of issues because the squad is about 800 men deep. It's almost
like... They've got so many players.
I honestly...
It's mad, isn't it?
Do you think... And I'm just you know... Is it just because... does the owner get confused? Does he think it's like the NFL and stuff where you should have the biggest roster you can? Is that... Does he think that makes... I just don't know what's going on at Chelsea.
Do you think Neto do well at Chelsea?
Neto's going to get injured again. He's always injured. They're going to sign him. He's probably going to play well for about 3 weeks and he'll get injured again. Then they've got 8 goalkeepers now. Who the hell needs 8 goalkeepers and why are you signing?
Yeah.
It's all a bit mental. The point I'm making is that I think Chelsea have had a messy pre-season, but Nkunku hasn't looked bad. He has played well. He has scored goals. And he's a good price. So even though Chelsea have been a bit awful and the opening day fixture's not great, I mean, it's City. I still think he's worth 6.5.
Okay.
I don't think Palmer's worth a 10.5 at the moment, though. But
very good. All right.
I think Nkunku.
And a few in the chat saying that not only is James banned, but he's also got himself re-injured. So he's going to be out for possibly even longer than his ban. So
he can't
mental,
be the captain. It's insane.
Yeah, they got a lot to figure out there, Maresca, isn't he? Lots to figure out. Let's get on to Sam. Before we do, let's give a quick shout out to Fantasy Football Scout. So we love Fantasy Football Scout, and I've been playing around with the app, the new app. If you've not downloaded Fantasy Football Scout app yet, what are you doing? Get over to the iOS store. Get over to the Google Play store if you're on Android, because it's available on both. Of course, it is. everything that you would need. And if you're a member of Scout, it's incredible. If you're not a member of Scout, firstly, why are you not a member of Scout? There's an affiliate link in the description below. Go be a member of Scout. But even if you're not a member of Scout, it is still a really, really good app to use. So get downloading that.
The planner and stuff.
It's completely free. It's got fixture tickers, player comparison tables, heat maps, all the stuff you can see on the screen there. So it's available now to download. Go get it. Go get it. Why would you not? Right? Why would you not? It's really, really good. Thank you, Joseph. He's in the chat saying it's a brilliant app. Downloaded it and used it already. George is in. He's saying, love the app.
Yay.
Guys, I've been using it like on a daily basis. Daily basis. It's now, when I look at my screen time, you know, you get that thing at the end of the week. You've been looking at your screen too long. And I'm like, yeah, I know I have. And then it breaks it down by app. That was, I think, second or third
was
on
it?
Mine. After mail.
Oh, and that's made me happy.
I'm looking at mail all the time because I'm at work. And then I think TikTok, because I'm doom scrolling. And then I think it was Fantasy Football app. I used it for about, on average, about 50, 60 minutes a day. It's
that's
ridiculous.
Made me really happy. So it is really good. And obviously it's got Plan FPL built in. But you can do more than you can in Plan FPL. So in the app, you can have multiple drafts as you know and love from Plan FPL. If you aren't a member, you have more limited ones. If you're a member, you can have as many as you like. But you can also plan in your transfers now. So you can make... If you know, oh, for game week 2, I want to swap this player out, you can plan for that and it will give you your team rating, it will give you your points predictions and all of that stuff. We are actually currently working on version 2, which will be out shortly, and it's got some really exciting stuff coming
nice.
In it. So it
nice.
Is really good and it's well worth signing up for.
Nice. All right, there it is. Go and get the Fantasy Football Scout app, available now wherever you get your applications. Very, very good indeed. Sam, let's get on to the 2024-25... predictions. So the predictions, right, this is where it's all going to go. We've been having a lovely time here tonight on FPL Family. Now I've got to do some polls and anything could happen. So what we always do, guys, if you missed the beginning of the stream, what we do is we do some predictions for everything that you can
see. Well, that's
a problem. What's that?
This one's got...
It's got notes from an FPL show on it. What's that? Show that at the camera. What's that? Well, you've got Luton in the top right-hand corner, so it must be from last season.
This is from one of last season shows, but that's fine.
There we go. Get rid of that. Lovely.
But I do need another card because I've got one for you, one for me, and one for the community, you see. I've got to get up again.
Is there another card, or do you want to just draw a line down one of the cards? You probably
make
space.
Oh, I could do that on mine. I can do that on mine.
Yeah.
We've got two then. We'll put mine on one and the community's on with me. I've also got you. It's a nasty old Premier League pen to write with.
Premier League pen. Look at this. All the gear. No idea.
Excuse me, I got all the ideas.
Right, let's get into this then. Let's get into this. So, I would like to know from the community... Hey, it's so hot in here, isn't it?
This
so
feels
hot.
Really nice, look.
Oh, it does. Oh, can you just sit and do that for a bit?
No, but when we get off this stream, I'm buying a fan, whether you tell me I can
so
or not.
So good. Right, start a poll.
So, I should have got you for your birthday. Never mind a holiday. You should
ask a question. Champions? Question mark. First option is going to be... What do we think is option? City... Arsenal, add an option. Liverpool, come on. Fourth option, because I can only have four options. I'm not putting Spurs as the potential champions. Other.
You can't have other. How are we going to rule it? Just leave it as those three if you genuinely don't think there's another. If you guys think there's somebody else, then come in the chat and tell us that club.
Okay. Right. So, what am I doing, other or not?
No, because other could mean the other.
I should put Spurs.
Nobody's going to vote for Spurs.
I'm going to put Spurs just so you can see how few votes it's going to get.
Did you see that when they were running the models for the league and we won it on like loads of them?
I don't know. No, probably not. Anyway, guys, I'd like you to get into the poll if you can see that. Hopefully, you can. Oh, you can. Look, it's starting to happen already. Get into the poll. 51 of you voted already. Thank you very much. Who do you think are going to be champions, guys? Don't just click Spurs because you want to make Sam happy. Who are going to be champions? City, Arsenal, Liverpool, or Spurs? Let us know what you think. What's that little present thing? What's that? What's Simon doing here?
Simon, what
are you gifting memberships outside? Let's have a look at this.
What's Simon up to?
He's gifted five... Honestly, this guy.
What's he done?
He's what a guy. He's gifting FPL Family memberships. So, it looks like...
What, if their people are being good?
Yeah, it's because he's moderator now. He's like, if you're well-behaved... It's like a teacher, isn't he? So, FPL Uproar, Dom Dewsbury, Adam Stevo, Jamie Hayes, and that looks like Marco... have been gifted memberships by Nigel the Crab. So thank you, Simon. Very, very kind.
Well done,
and
Simon.
Welcome, you guys, to the FPL Family YouTube channel. That's very, very kind of you, Simon. Look at what a guy. What a guy.
We do love Si.
What a guy. I have to buy him a beer on Friday. So what are we saying?
He'll probably try and buy you one. I've split the card in half, by the way, just guys. So this is my half and this is your half.
Okay, I'm going to write my prediction for champs.
Shall I write Spurs?
You can write Spurs if you want.
I don't think Spurs will win the league.
Okay. The guys are saying, Sam, 43% saying Arsenal.
Okay.
Arsenal to win the league, please. That's what the community are saying. Pretty close. City win it in at 38. Liverpool 12, Spurs 8%. But you guys are saying 42%. 142 of you are saying 42% Arsenal. Cool. I'm gonna blitz through these.
That's
We've got a lot of polls. We've got a lot of polls.
All right, so leave... So out of their poll, we're not mentioning Arsenal again now because they've
Correct.
Won it. So on your poll then, second place, Man City, Liverpool, I guess Spurs go in there again. Who else are we adding?
Second place, City, Liverpool, Spurs... Newcastle,
they were going to be my. There'll be some Man United
Newcastle,
fans that are going to go
maybe?
Mental, but
Malachi saying Man United.
Well, you can put if you think it's somebody other than these, pop it in the chat.
There we go. Second poll. The second poll is now live for who you think is going to be second place. So City, Liverpool, obviously Arsenal not in there because you've already said they are going to be champions. I'm going to write on here who I think are going to be second place, and what are you guys saying seems to be. Unsurprisingly, Sam, mostly City. We're already up into the sort of, we've had 86 votes, already up into the 70s. So I'm going to say the community are saying City second place, Arsenal first, City second place, Liverpool in 17%, but they're not going to catch City. We're going to end that poll, guys. We're going to end that poll. Third poll then.
Liverpool, Spurs, Newcastle, Manchester United.
So third, we're going to go LFC, we're going to go Tot. I've got to rinse through these. Man U and who? Newcastle?
Yeah, they got to stay because we had them in the last
poll. Newcastle, boom. Right, there we go. There's the next poll. I've got the hang of this now. I know what I'm doing. So there's who's going to be third, guys? Liverpool, Spurs, Man U or Newcastle? What are you guys saying? We've already had quite a few votes for Liverpool coming in at 52%. Man U, 18%. Spurs, 18%. It's looking a little bit more competitive, but... With over 100 votes. And I think if as long as we're getting over 100 votes, we're getting a pretty good snapshot of what you guys are thinking. You guys are saying 55% Liverpool. So I think we'll go for Liverpool on that one. And we're going to end that poll. I'm going to put who I think are going to be in third. And then let's see the fourth poll. Let's get this going. So fourth.
So I guess we're with Spurs, Newcastle, Manchester United.
Newcastle, we want Man U, Villa. Villa? Yeah? Let's go for Villa.
In my head, I thought Palace, but go on.
No,
Villa.
No. Villa. Right. Palace are not going to get Champions League football, Sam. Right, who's going to come fourth, guys? Spurs, Newcastle, Manchester United or Aston Villa? Let us know in the chat. Oh, this one's a bit closer. A bit closer. We've got over 30% for Spurs, but United still are at 29%. Newcastle, very split here, guys. Very split. We're going to get a few more... We'll give you a little bit more time on this one. This one's a little bit more controversial. I'm going to put who I think are going to be fourth. And we shall see. What are you guys saying? Spurs, 35% Spurs. We're up into 125 votes now. Newcastle, 30%. Spurs.
Yes, Champions League.
Spurs are going to be fourth, according to the FPL family community. So there we go. There we go. We're going to end that poll.
Thanks, guys.
And we go
if
to
that
the next
happens,
one.
I'll be delighted.
You would be. And you know what? It's on. I think it's absolutely
Can't
on.
Can't be, Dom.
Bottom three. What are we saying? Bottom. Oh, well, who's going to be last? Who's going to be 20th? Okay, 20th. Now, who are we going to put in here? Ipswich, I'm afraid to say.
Southampton.
Saints. Who else? Who else are we going to put in there?
Leicester.
Yeah, probably I've got to put Leicester in there, haven't we? Anybody else? The three that come up and...
Everton. They're getting deducted points again, aren't they?
Bournemouth without Solanke, is that a bit harsh?
Did I read that Everton are going to start with a points deduction again?
Yeah, there's a few that are saying Everton. Dolce's in saying Chelsea. Like it.
Fair enough.
So Ipswich, Saints, Leicester and Everton. Start the poll. Start the fans, please. Let's see what you guys are saying. Who's going to be dead last? Dead last. in the Premier League. I'm going to write down a name of who I think it's going to be. And then we're going to see. Let's see. Quite close between Leicester. In fact, what we're going to do with this one, Sam, is whoever you guys vote to be 20th, they're going to be 20th. And whoever gets the second most amount of votes are going to be who you guys think are 19th. And then we're going to do whoever gets the third amount of votes are going to be 18th. Should we do it that way?
Well, do we not? We don't think there's anyone else that's got the potential to finish in the bottom.
Maybe. Maybe. But we're going to do it this way anyway, just to speed things along. Ipswich 41. So Ipswich.
Well, we're just basically last. Relegating all the three that came up. That's my issue with this way of doing it.
Well, is there anybody else that you'd like to put in that list? Guys, get in the chat. Let us know in the chat. Got 20 seconds to put in the chat. Who else are we missing from this list? If you guys are really...
If we suddenly get loads of Wolves.
If, like Sam, you're really passionate that there's a team in here that's missing, then we will put them in and we'll consider them. We'll consider them. But for right now, Ipswich 20th. The guys are saying. Ipswich and then Leicester and then Southampton. Man United, Rohit saying. Bournemouth. There's a few Bournemouth, to be fair. There's a few Bournemouth.
All right, well, let's... Who's won that clearly? Ipswich.
Ipswich, 44.
Right, well, let's put Ipswich there. Do the same poll without Ipswich and add Bournemouth, and then from there, we'll work out who the 19th and 18th are.
All right. Relegated. This is called Relegated. And we're going to put who in here? Leicester. We're going to put...
Everton.
Everton.
We're going to put...
Bournemouth. And who else?
Southampton.
Southampton. Start poll. A few people saying Forest. I don't know about Forest. I think they could be fine.
Forest would be all right, I think.
It'd be fine, you know. There we go. Let's get a few votes on the board then. What are you guys saying? Leicester, Everton, Bournemouth or Southampton? I'm going to write down who I think is going to be...
Yeah, I've done mine.
Relegated. It's going to be those guys, I think. A bit of love for Southampton, 42% Southampton. And then Leicester, 32%. So it is as we expected.
That's fine.
Coming up, you guys are saying, are going to go straight back down, which is a trend we are seeing in the Premier League, to be honest. It is a trend we are seeing.
That's not what I've done, by the way.
FPL Josh and a few others saying that Brentford could easily get dragged into it this season.
They've got Tony still, haven't they?
Well, not if he goes to Saudi, you know. Not if he goes to Saudi. Let's go with the next one then. So we're going to start a poll for Golden Boots. Who's going to win the Golden Boots? So get a few names in the chat, guys, because I'm bound to miss a few here. I'm going to go with Salah. I'm going to put Haaland in here.
Can I probably put Isak on there as well, please?
Isak?
Yeah.
Okay. I can only put four. And then who else do we want to put in there?
Watkins.
Got to put him in, haven't we, really?
And then if you disagree and you think it's somebody else, please mention them in the chat.
Let us know in the chat.
If we see a name that appears a lot, then we'll replace one of these with them.
Yeah. So let's get that going. Let's get the poll going, but get in the chat. If you don't agree, it's going to be one of these four. If you think Solanke's going to smash it at Spurs, if you think Palmer, for example, let us know. Let us know. I think it's going to be one of these four, isn't it? I think the big man's going to be probably in there again, isn't he? Let's write that down.
Oh, wow. It's a clear winner.
Oh, yeah, 79% Haaland. And I don't think the chat... There's a few Sakas in there. There's a Hoyland in there. That's interesting. There's a few couple of Palmers. But listen, 75%. 75% of you saying Haaland for Golden Boot. So let's go with that. And then Golden Glove. Let's go with that. Start a poll. This is going to be like, what we say, most clean sheets.
Most clean sheets, yeah. So I think we will go for... So we go Raya. Edison.
Yeah. Edison.
Alisson.
Alisson. Or...
Who else you got there? You got three. Alisson, Raya, Edison.
Who else are we saying? Pope, maybe? Get Nick Pope in there. Go on, get Nick Pope in there. Go on.
Nick Pope?
Yeah, go on, get Nick Pope.
I bet he gets no votes.
Go on. And then, guys, if you massively disagree, there's a few Pickford, actually. There's a few people saying Pickford.
Oh, my God. Shout. I think Everton are going to go down.
Do you really?
Yep.
Wow. So, Alisson, Raya, Edison or Pope for
there's
Golden
Glove.
There's
a clear winner there as well, isn't there?
A lot of people saying Raya. Just going for Raya. Yeah. Don't mind it. A couple of Martinez's, a couple of Pickfords.
That's Ray all day.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Ray. Put Raya and then brackets Pickford. Because the community are loving a bit of Pickford. There's a few Pickford in the chats. There's a few Pickford.
Nobody
in the
loving
chat.
Dean Henderson.
There was a few Hendersons in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a few.
Assists, most assists, playmaker.
We
normally do that.
We're going to get to that next. So we're going to do top FPL points next.
What, ahead of playmaker?
I could do playmaker if you want, yeah.
We let's always do playmaker.
All right. Who's going to get the most assists then? What are we saying? This could be anyone, this.
I think we have to do... We don't do a poll for this one. In the chat, who do you think is going to get the most assists? Because, it literally could be anybody.
So many. You can't narrow that down to four. So we're gonna ask you guys in the chat. Let's see what you guys are saying. So there's a few Fodens. Palmer, Saka, Salah, Palmer. Yeah, there's a few Palmers in there, right? Quite a few Salahs as well. Won't be Watkins again, Greg's saying. Well, do you know what, Greg? He got something like... How many assists did he get? Like high teens in terms of assists, but his XA for the season was like 4 or 5. Did he?
Keep your eye on that.
He did massively.
He massively
went over, didn't he?
Seems a lot of Saka's in there to me, from what I can see there.
That's a lot of Salahs.
Oh, it's Salah, is it?
A lot of Salahs. But there's a lot of Palmers too. Salah and Palmer, please. Salah and Palmer.
There's a lot of sitting on the fence here, people.
That's all right. In fact, they're allowed to. We're doing most goals.
Well, that's Golden Boot.
Yes. All right, we won't do that then. Top FPL points scorer amongst defenders. Again, not doing a poll first because there's so many options. I can't get it down to four. Top FPL points scorer in defence. Who do we think is going to be the top FPL defender? Let's see what you guys are saying. Top FPL defenders. Vardiol's in there a little bit. Ben White showing up a bit. Like it. Gabriel, quite a lot of Trents as well. Trent easy, Dom Dewsbury saying. Trent easy. Leif Davis, Bobby saying. Nice shout. Like it. Quite a few Vardioles. Quite a few Trents. FPO uproars in there with a Van de Ven just for you, Sam.
Na, 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 na.
There's a couple of Poros, but
guess
it, not
guess who's going on the back of my shirt this year.
Not enough. You're in Van de Ven, are you?
Yeah. 100%. I'm going to buy it on Sunday when we're there.
It's a Trent. It's Trent? You guys are saying Trent. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Trent as the FPL defender. Midfielders, guys, let's move to midfield. Who do you think is going to be the top FPL points scorer in midfield? Let's see what you guys are saying. Yeah, mostly he's still saying Trent for defence. Move on from defence. Let's go for midfield. Who do you think is going to be the top points scorer in FPL in midfield? What are we saying?
This is my favourite bit. Look, chat just goes mental.
Minter? Yeah, do you know what I haven't talked about Minter, have we, Babani? Yeah,
it's
like...
not going to be the top scoring.
No,
I
know, but it's still
though,
a good shout,
it?
Though, isn't it? It's still a good shout. Let's go for... I might do a slash, actually. It could be a slash.
A slash?
Might do a slash. I'm a bit undecided on that one. Quite a few Sackers and Salahs again. Jota showing up like that. Oscar Bob. Don't mind it. Bruno Fernandes in there as well.
Bobbing along.
Quite a few Salahs, quite a few Palmers. God, you guys are quite mixed on this one. You're quite mixed. I'm going to go Saka Salah. Can't decide.
Have another slash.
Yeah, have another slash. Go on. Another slash. And then forwards, guys. Who's going to be the top points scorer in FPL amongst forwards? I think I'm going to have to be boring here. I think I'm going to have to be boring. Let's see if you guys agree with what you said before about the Golden Boot. Let's see. There's quite a few highs. A few Isaks knocking about, to be fair. There's a few in there. There's a few Chris Woods for the crazy folks out there. You never know.
Doing well in pre-season. Chris from Scout spamming the chat with Chris Wood?
Doing well in pre-season. Yeah, Robot. Haaland, Robot. Erling, Haaland. There is a few Isaks. There's a few Watkins knocking about. But most of you guys are going for Haaland. So we're going to go with Haaland there. We've done goals. We've done assists. So the last one, guys, I'd like you to know.
There's one more.
There will be one more. But the last one that's on this slide is surprise FPL differential. So who is, when we get to game week 38 and we know what's been said and done, I want to know who's going to show up. And we'll have three names, one that you guys come up with, one that we come up with each. And we'll go, do you know, that's a bloody good shout. Game week one, how do you know that's a good shout? So let us know, who do you think is, who's your good shout for the season? Who in game week 38 do you want to say, I said him. I said he'd have a good season. Who do you think that's going to be, guys? Quite a few Emil Smith-Rowes in there. There's a few Oscar Bobs. There's a Minter. There's a few Minters, actually, to be fair. Don't mind it. There's a Harvey Elliott. Love that from Bobby, by the way. Love a bit of Harvey Elliott. Webby's going Nkunku. Would that be a surprise? Would we say that would be a surprise? A surprise differential? I'm not sure it would be a surprise differential because he's quite well owned, isn't he? And I think will be by the time most people join the game.
I think ideally you'd want him under 10% ownership right now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. Let's see what else we've got. Sir Bosley showing up a couple of times as well. Oscar Bob. Okay, there's a few. I'm going to say Oscar Bob is getting... There's so many of you going for Oscar Bob. Is he going to get enough game time, guys? No?
We're putting Bob?
I don't know. Yeah, I think we're going to put Oscar Bob as a surprise different... The breakthrough season.
All right,
Bob for Oscar is. Bob, for you guys. I like that. Okay, I like that. All right, the last thing, guys. The last thing we would like you to predict is who is going to win FPL out of me and Sam. Is it going to be a hashtag Team Lee or is it going to be a hashtag Team Sam year? It is, as we all know, a Team Lee year. Last year, smashed it. 80k, did all right. Who is going to win in 24-25? Is it going to be me again or is it going to be Sam? Let's see. Get in there. In fact, we're going to do a poll for this. This deserves a poll, doesn't it?
If you hashtag Team Sam, hashtag Team Lee.
Let's go. Let's do Lee or Sam. If I could spell my own name. Lee or Sam? Question mark. And we're going to go Team Lee.
Last year, they all voted for you and Team it upset Sam. Me greatly.
Well, they were right, weren't they?
Well, maybe that's what did me over.
It's the pressure.
The lack of faith.
The mind games from the community.
It was the lack of faith from the community last year. I'm going to watch this one.
Let's see what the guys are saying.
They prefer me.
A Bonfield wins it, George Day says. Thank you, George, for sitting
Thanks,
on the
George.
Fence.
Well, on the fence.
Absolutely.
Max might win. I think Evie even wants to play this year.
Does Evie want to play this year?
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe we have to take one child each. I don't think I can cope with helping both.
Team Jeweler on, Phil B is saying.
No.
We're not having that.
Honestly, please,
we're
no.
not having that.
I can't have any more seasons of that man doing well. If he finishes in the top 5K again, I'm going to have to quit the pod.
Well, look, Sam, it's an overwhelming victory for hashtag Team Sam.
By Ham, what was the percentage here?
The percentage for the record, and you should write this down, 74%. 108 votes in, 74% of you saying Team Sam, 2/3 of you going with Sam. And only, no, two, my maths, 3/4 of you, 2/3. How am I even still doing this? I'm still really hungover and knackered from yesterday. 3/4 of you going for Sam. It's gone down a bit, actually, 71%. But
no,
we're going to take that.
74
you've written
now.
74 now. So 2/3. Oh, God. 3/4 of you going
Are
for
you
Sam.
Are you right, darling?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. And only 1/4 of you going for me. It's fine. I'm fine. It's no problem. There we go, guys. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. We are now going
have
to...
have your card, then.
Yes,
seal it away.
There's one thing I haven't written. I've not... I just want to have a bit of time just think about my differential.
Oh, stop it. You can't have more time. Make a decision right now. Stop cheating. We seal the envelope in front of everyone.
Oh, okay. This is going to be tough, isn't it?
It's not that hard.
So, it is a bit. Who's going to be the shout? Who's going to be like... Yeah... Called him at the beginning of the season and he's been really good.
Do you know okay. what? Old age is slowing you down.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
My God. Guys, what is happening here?
No, I can. It's okay. It's okay.
Have you voted for me?
Not telling you. Have I put everything in? I've put everything in. It's going in the envelope. Is yours in the envelope?
Yeah.
The community's in the envelope?
Yeah.
Seal it up, Sam. Seal it up.
And then we're right on it.
John Tyner, thank you, mate. 40 is not an old age, he says.
It is when you're Lee.
You can get lost. Thank you, John, for supporting me. I appreciate that. There we go, guys. That is it. Is it all done? Pre-season predictions you're going to write on there. Do not open now for 38 weeks. And we will get that out once all is said and done in 24-25 season. And we'll find out whether your shout of Oscar Bob, whether it's a breakthrough season for him, certainly looks good in pre-season, doesn't it? And we will know whether your blind faith in Sam, the three quarters of you that are going for Sam for the win this season.
Look, I've written on the back, do not open until game week 38, and it says preseason.
Do not open. That's going in the cupboard.
24-25.
Going in the cupboard for the next 38 game weeks. There we go, guys. We've gone massively over. So like an hour and a half. It's an hour and
well,
a half.
Well, I think it mostly is because you're hungover and...
There's a bit of that going on.
And you... You've done polls tonight.
I think I went on about Jota a bit too long, didn't I?
Listen, we have...
Slanky a bit too much.
What I've noticed is that you tell me to hurry up quite regularly. But then you start talking about Liverpool and we're here for 20 minutes.
Yeah, true. True. But that's a good narrative, you know? Jota versus Salah. So tell me. Slanky coming into the team. Go on.
Next weekend, what's happening? Because you've got a 12:30 kickoff. Are you going to win? Liverpool starting the season with a win?
I think we will, given what I've seen in pre-season. I mean, I sat here a few weeks ago and I was a bit like, oof, I did my old Klopp thing, didn't I? 12:30, Saturday lunchtime, away to a promoted team. You just don't want that, do you? And I stand by that. I still don't want it. But from what I've seen of pre-season, I'm more optimistic, let's say, than I was a few weeks ago. We seem to be getting our act together.
What I can guarantee you is that come what may, you get happy Sam next Sunday night. You know why?
Because you're not playing till Monday.
Because we're not playing till Monday.
So what's coming up this week, Sam? Apart from the bloody game actually launching and Fantasy Football
Yay!
Fest and pretty much everything.
Anything else going on this week? Yes, we've got very exciting things going on this week.
Go on.
So we obviously, the official pod will be back. Jules and Kelly and I are recording. Actually, we're going early this week because Jules and his schedule. So we're going early this week. We're recording on Tuesday morning. So that will be out Tuesday afternoon. So you've got more time to get that in your ears or beautiful. Put your eyes on it if you want to watch Jules do... Oh, God knows what he'll do. He swam on them. He's throwing the javelin on them. He will be home from the Olympics.
I feel like, don't take this the wrong way, but I feel like he's got so into the Olympics that I feel like this week is the first week he's putting any real thought into FPL, no?
100%. Closing ceremonies just happened. He's suddenly gone, oh my God, it's FPL. He's probably creating a draft right now. But yes, so the official podcast, we'll be recording that on Tuesday morning, that about Tuesday afternoon. You'll be able to also watch that on YouTube, as we've seen over the last couple of weeks. Thank you to everyone who's been watching that because it's doing really well over there and it's really nice to see those comments. So thank you all. Very excitingly, the guys at Sky Sports have launched a brand new podcast for this season.
I'd almost forgotten about that. Yes, go on.
That's why I'm here, dear. They've launched a brand new podcast for this season. The very first episode will be out on Tuesday, featuring the lovely Lee Bonfield from FPL Family.
Me and Briggsy. Briggsy, who's the producer of the show that goes out on a Saturday morning on your TVs.
Yes.
He's decided he wants to do a podcast.
Yes.
I think it's because he just likes talking to like me, you and Gianni and Holly when we go into the show.
Yeah, maybe.
So he wants to do a podcast. And so we've got me and him and the other fellow's name I've forgotten now, but all three of us are going to be doing that new Sky Fantasy podcast. I shouldn't call it Sky Fantasy because it's not. It's nothing to do with the old Sky game.
News.
Sky Sports News about the game that we've all discussed, about FPL, basically. So Sky Fantasy is, they've binned it, right? So they're getting more and more behind the official game now, behind FPL.
Yes.
So that's what it is. It just happens to be, you know, the guys from Sky commissioning the podcast. So yet another one to go and like and follow and subscribe on your podcast.
Get that on your podcast feed. So that's coming out. That's also being recorded on Tuesday. It's going to be a very busy day for us both on Tuesday. I just can't wait for school holidays to end. Because then we'll have to worry about them while we're doing these things. So yes, both of those two things happening. Az and I will be back in our usual Q&A slot on Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. Come and watch us in our Barbie pink Q&A segment.
I love the pink. It's great, by the way.
I love it too. So you'll be able to come and watch us. Yeah, it was my choice, to be fair. So yes, we'll be back doing that on Thursday. And then, as we've mentioned before, Lee and I will be going to Fantasy Football Fest on Friday evening. It starts at 3 o'clock this year, not 4 o'clock as it has in previous seasons. And it's moved to Victoria, as opposed to in Waterloo Arches where it was before. It's bigger than ever. It's going to show the game. I'll be doing some stuff on stage at Fantasy Football Fest, talking through my team and various other bits and pieces. So yeah, if you can come along, tickets are still available. Head over to FF Fest and get those.
Going to be good. Going to be good. There we go. That's it. A bumper live stream for our first one of the season. Like we said at the beginning, if you're new around here, hit that subscribe button because we will be live with you guys every Sunday night talking games. We'll be talking about the Sleeper app and who's won the voucher for that week. We'll be doing our teams and how that's all getting on.
Manager of the Month update.
Loads and loads of stuff coming for you in the new and improved FPL Family YouTube channel.
And Ohio,
coming up
of course.
This week. So yes, loads to go and do. Like and subscribe. Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you next time. See you if you come at the fest. See you on Friday. Otherwise, good luck. Good luck. Get those teams locked in. Do not wait till 5 minutes before deadline because you never know what's going to happen. Get the teams locked in.
There is Wi-Fi at Fest. Don't panic if you're coming.
Get the teams locked in. Good luck in game week one. And we'll see you for a game week one review next Sunday.
Green arrows, everyone.
Green arrows, everyone. See you soon. Cheers, guys.